Kent Online News.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast. Nicola Everett.
Hello, hope you're okay. Thanks ever so much for downloading today's podcast. On Tuesday, June the 3rd, coming up, the family of a pregnant mum from Deal who was killed by her husband fear they'll never have closure. We're told staff at KCC are concerned for their jobs as Reform UK start to analyse finances, and how the Lord Mayor of Canterbury is hoping to recruit 100 young wellbeing ambassadors during her time in office. But first up today, a mum of six from Folkestone, who died suddenly at the age of just 36, has been described as very loved and a free spirit. Tributes have been paid to Sarah Jane Clark after she suffered a cardiac arrest at her home. Well, Kate joins me now on the podcast. Kate, an incredibly sad story.
Absolutely. As you say, Sarah Jane was just 36 and leaves behind six children aged between 19 years and just 19 months. We're told she became ill at home on April 16th, and despite the best efforts of family and paramedics, she couldn't be revived. Her family have told of their devastation at losing the eldest of three sisters.
And what have her sisters Chloe Clark and Chelsea Skippen said?
They've revealed how they used to be called the Three Musketeers, and people often thought they were triplets. They've described Sarah Jane as a proper big sister who was a protector. They also say she was a kind mum, counsellor and supporter. Chloe and Chelsea also face an agonising wait to find out what caused their sister's cardiac arrest. They say it could be a long time until test results come back.
And Kate, can you tell us about a fundraising page that's been set up?
Well, a GoFundMe is trying to raise money to buy a headstone for Sarah Jane, help cover the costs of the funeral and also go towards the ongoing care of her children. Chloe and Chelsea have stepped in to look after four of them, while the remaining two are being cared for by their dad. The sisters say Sarah Jane would do anything for her children and doted on them. We've got a link to the fundraising page within the story at Kent Online.
Kate, thank you ever so much. Our thoughts are very much with Sarah Jane's family.
Kent Online News.
The top stories today, and a Kent man who killed his wife and tried to use his son to clear his name has been sentenced to more time behind bars. Andrew Griggs from Deal murdered Debbie when she was 3 months pregnant in 1999. He was jailed for life in 2019 following a cold case review, and her remains were later found buried in the garden of his new home in Dorset. A court has heard how he told his son where the remains were. DCI Neil Kimber is from Kent Police.
Pleased for the family that there is some sort of ending to this. It's been a long journey. 26 years is an extraordinary amount of time to have to wait to finally put some closure on. And this should be the final piece to that closure. I'm pleased for them from that respect. Our best wishes go with them forward from here, really. I think the fact that the judge actually made comment that in his sentence, saying he's conniving, manipulative and narcissistic, I don't think you could deviate away from those comments, really. I certainly see share the same views, I'm sure the family do, and if he showed any amount of dignity or anything, or remorse, then he should be open to write to the family and saying what he did, and with an apology, but nothing. Absolutely nothing. And I think that just speaks everything about Andrew Griggs.
The judge mentioned there that this was a particularly serious instance of perverting the course of justice, and family seems somewhat disappointed in the reduction of the additional sentence. Could you speak on that?
I can't comment on judge's sentence. However, what I will say is there were two options open to the judge. The judge could have made it a concurrent sentence. However, he chose to make it a consecutive sentence and actually acknowledged the seriousness and the gravity of the offence, making it the highest culpability. So in terms of that, I think the judge absolutely took into account everything that was available to him and sentenced accordingly. It was a consecutive sentence, which is very much welcome.
So the 62-year-old has been sentenced to an extra 3 years in prison, and this all comes as Debbie's family have questioned why her son hasn't faced charges himself for not revealing where her body was hidden. Because it's now emerged Andrew had told Jake where his mum was buried during a prison visit, but he delayed going to police. Derek Cameron is Debbie's brother.
We have been badly let down with what Jake knew, when he knew, and kept quiet for as long as he did. It is incomprehensible how he is not facing some form of judiciary procedure. The system is a farce, a total joke. In February 2025, we were finally given a timeline of events which quite clearly stated that Jake knew what he knew in November 2019. yet kept quiet until October 22, nearly 3 long years. Why? Mum didn't see him convicted, Dad didn't get to see his daughter return, and now we are all feeling that the deja vu will ensure that we never get justice or 100% closure. We say to AG, how very dare you murder our sister and then try to embroil your own son into a pathetic attempt to give yourself an alibi. You are indeed an awful excuse for a human being. To Jake, we say, how very insensitive you are in not only covering for your father and denying your grandfather the opportunity to bury his daughter, your mother, our sister, yet still taking his money from his estate. You are despicable, and again, an awful excuse for a human being.
Well, we have been in touch with Kent Police, and they say that following a review of the evidence, a decision was made to treat Jake as a significant witness. A 27-year-old man's appeared in court following a suspected stabbing in Canterbury. It's after another man was taken to hospital after being found injured in Sussex Avenue last Friday. A 53-year-old woman from the city and a 36-year-old man from Sittingbourne who were also arrested have been bailed. A Maidstone sex offender has been jailed after a police dog detected DNA at the crime scene. Lloyd Cundall convinced his victim to meet him in Woodland after grooming them on social media, then offered them drugs and alcohol. The 27-year-old from Brenchley Road has been locked up for 7.5 years. More CCTV images have been released by police investigating an attack at a nightclub in Rochester. A man in his 20s suffered serious facial injuries when he tried to intervene in a dispute involving two groups at the casino rooms last December. A man from Gravesend has been questioned and bailed. We've posted images of a second suspect on socials. And a Herne Bay woman who subjected her husband to a campaign of violent and controlling behaviour has avoided jail. A court heard Joanna Dockrell looked through her partner's phone, controlled his finances and used threats and physical abuse over a 5-year period. The 38-year-old who lives in Campion Avenue has been given a community order. She must attend rehab and is subject to a restraining order.
Kent Online reports.
Part of Ashford's been cordoned off after two women suffered life-threatening injuries in a stabbing. Emergency crews were called to reports of an assault at a property in Elson Close just after 1:30 yesterday afternoon. One woman's being treated at the William Harvey Hospital while the other has been taken for treatment in London. It's thought a fire at a derelict school in Hythe was started deliberately. Crews were called to the former Foxwood School on Seabrook Road on Friday afternoon. We're told no one was injured, but an investigation is underway. Elsewhere, investigations are ongoing into a blaze at a derelict house near Sittingbourne. One neighbour says she feared she'd lose her home, which suffered fire and water damage in Roberts Close in Milton Regis on Saturday. So far, no arrests have been made. Now, union bosses have told the Kent Online podcast that staff at Kent County Council are worried about job cuts as experts start analysing how taxpayers' money is spent. Reform UK say the Elon Musk-style task force will make sure there's no wasteful spending at County Hall. It's after the party won last month's local election. Zia Youssef is Reform UK's chairman.
What we have set out to do, and everybody in that room was really clear about, is we have to ensure that taxpayers' money is being spent wisely, efficiently, and in a non-wasteful manner. That's the mandate the voters gave us. That's why Reform won such a walloping majority here. It's why Reform took control of 10 councils and actually won 42% of the seats, because taxpayers know that the burden on them, the tax burden, has reached the highest level since World War II, if you look at the picture nationally. And they all can see that the services they get in return for those taxes have been getting progressively worse. Now, we're not yet in government in Westminster. Obviously, that's the plan, and we want Nigel to be our Prime Minister with a Reform majority. But we are in control of 10 councils. And so this DOGE task force, they're a team of forensic auditors, of software engineers, and data analysts, are consulting into councils like this to help them crunch the data, work out where the spending, where the money is going. And then, based on those reports, councillors such as Lyndon, who leads the council here, can make positive decisions to ensure, again, that the money is spent on things that people want and not spent on things people don't want. And I will say this too, one thing we've already seen is the way procurement is done, the way contracts are handed out at county level. It's completely broken. You've got multi-million pound contracts where there's only one bidder. if you were calling a taxi to take you to the airport, you'd probably call more than one taxi firm, wouldn't you? If you were getting your driveway done, you probably wouldn't just get one quote and shake their hand and send them the money. I'm afraid that is what is happening on large contracts, not even just small ones, large multi-million pound contracts. Similarly, we're seeing road maintenance contracts being handed out for 27 years. 27-year road maintenance contracts. I put it to you that even space exploration contracts to SpaceX are not 27 years long. So there's nothing about that that's remotely acceptable. We've got to ensure taxpayers' money is not being wasted. That's what Reform promised to do. We've started that today.
And in terms of the Doge team, who is actually in that and going to be running it, and what's it made up of?
So the team is led by Nathaniel Fried. He's a successful technology entrepreneur. His business was seeded by the British government. It was successful. He's got a background in data science and data security. He's got a team working underneath him, as I said, of forensic auditors, other software engineers, and data analysts. So they are bringing really cutting-edge tools to this problem. I think we have to do that. If we don't do that, you're just going to get the same results as everyone has had before. Importantly, they're all working on a voluntary basis. They're all British people who love their country, who are really unhappy with the direction it's been going in, and are inspired by the fact that as of May the 1st, Reform just won such a resounding electoral victory. They want to pitch in, deliver their expertise for free. So that's a really important point to make. And it also means, as I said, if we bring really talented people in to help and consult our talented councillors, then we're going to make better decisions. And it means that people watching this, people who pay their taxes, who set their alarm clocks in the morning and just feel like the services they're getting in return for that are declining in quality and frequency. The only way to turn that around, as I said, is do a proper audit of where the money is going and make sure that we're not wasting it.
He was chatting there to reporter Sean McPolin following a meeting at County Hall yesterday. Sean's also been chatting to Sarah Barwick from Unison.
There was obviously a lot of publicity, particularly around what Nigel Farage was saying about what your reform is going to do. But until we actually know what this new council is going to do, apart from the flags issue, which has already been said about, it's just a waiting game, and that causes staff to be very worried. You know, they're concerned for their jobs, they're concerned for their services. You know, this is a very caring authority, and staff are very caring because the majority of what they do is with the public and caring for the elderly, for children, and they have real worries.
I know you've mentioned some of the worries there. There's worried about job cuts, I think you mentioned. And what other things are they concerned about?
They're worried about the job cuts. They're worried about having funds cut. We know that they've come in and said they're going to do this Doge cut and coming, but KCC have underfunded, all local governments, authorities are underfunded by central government and have been for years. Almost every year we have to cut back, not just by a little bit, but by millions. So it's a question of how far do you go before the authority implodes and we can't actually provide the services that people want.
You can let us know what you think about the Doge team going into County Hall and looking at finances by commenting on the story at Kent Online. Just head to the politics section.
Kent Online reports.
A public consultation is being held on plans for 350 new homes on the Hoo Peninsula. The proposals are for farmland in All Hallows, but locals say the development would swamp the village. You've gone until June the 15th to have a say. Meantime, another consultation's underway, this time to see what residents think of plans for a town council in Tunbridge. Tunbridge is the only area of the borough which doesn't have a parish or town council. Members would be elected by local voters, and the survey is open until July the 14th. The bosses behind a scheme to build a hand car wash in Faversham town centre say it would positively contribute to the area. Plans have been put in for the site at the back of the former Woolworths, but concerns have been raised about chemicals used and extra traffic. If approved, it would create 4 jobs and be open 7 days a week. Now, as we mark Volunteers Week, a Kent charity is looking for young people to become mental health ambassadors. East Kent Mind are offering training to help equip them with the tools they need to give advice and guidance assistance to those who might be struggling. It's got the support of the new Lord Mayor of Canterbury, Kechi Moses, who I've been speaking to.
My charity for the year is East Kent Mind, and we really want to highlight the epidemic, really, of mental health issues and challenges amongst our young people. We must not forget that, because we want to create an environment so that where they can thrive emotionally, mentally and physically as well. So the Wellbeing Ambassador initiative is really close to my heart, because I think peer support is a powerful tool that can significantly improve well-being and provide, you know, recovery and reduce the stigma for individuals who are facing various challenges. So, and particularly we're focusing on universities, colleges and possibly schools. And what we want to do is give young people the tools to be able to support each other, because they spend time together. You know, they have conversations, they know the ins and outs of, you know, the challenges that their friends go through. So who more to equip and empower to be able to support one another to do that?
Which is absolutely fantastic, because we have seen and we've reported on many stories of young people's mental health being really impacted, particularly by the pandemic. And it's been a huge struggle for them coming out of that, from a time of isolation to getting back with their peers. And awful lot of them haven't been able to cope particularly well, have they?
No, they haven't. You know, anxiety, exam pressure, identity issues, you know, the list goes on. And I think that, you know, having the ambassador program will help to normalize conversations about mental health and reduce the stigma and the fear for seeking help. It's okay not to be okay, and it's okay to talk to someone about it. And also, it fosters inclusion and kindness across your groups, empathy, because when someone opens up to you and you're able to support them, they feel listened to, they feel accepted, there's a sense of belonging. And I think that is so important.
Now, you're looking to recruit 100 of these wellbeing ambassadors. What
yes.
sort of training or what mechanisms would they be given and told about to help them in their role?
The ambassador training, they will have mental health first aid training. Also, we would equip them with the information to raise awareness about mental health in their peer groups and in their social settings, and we would help them also to be able to volunteer with East Kent Mind, you know, just to get there, to give them that confidence about talking about these issues and also raising funds for the charity.
And if you are keen to get involved, you can head to East Kent Mind's website. The address is eastkentmind.org.uk/wellbeing-ambassador.
Kent Online News.
Bosses in Medway have gathered outside the building to raise the Pride flag. It'll fly at Gun Wharf for the whole month as they look to celebrate diversity and inclusion. The Labour leader of Medway Council recorded this message after the flag raising ceremony yesterday.
Just outside Gun Wharf, and we've raised the Pride flag this morning. Fantastic opportunity to show a very loud, clear message that we as Medway Council are really proud of our fantastic, diverse community here in Medway, and that Medway is for everyone. It's great to have friends here from the Medway Pride organising committee. Don't forget, they've got some fantastic events happening through the summer, so do get involved with them. And of course, throughout June, we're raising a number of flags, not only the Pride flag, but of course the Windrush flag and the Armed Forces Day flag. Again, all those different parts of our community. And as a council, we're really proud to support our community, particularly those perhaps underrepresented areas, to make sure their voice and their stories are heard.
It comes just weeks after the new Reform UK bosses at Kent County Council said they will only fly the union flag and county standard. The landlord of a pub near Sittingbourne has thanked customers for their support through his cancer battle. Kevin Richards is the boss at the Maypole Inn in Borden. Last year, the condition was found in his bowel and appendix. Regular punters organised a charity walk for him and raised more than £7,000. After surgery and further treatment, the 67-year-old's been given the all clear and now plans to return. retire. And one of the stars of Guy Ritchie's new Mobland series has been spotted in Kent. Jeff Bell, who plays Richie Stevenson, visited the old Neptune pub in Whitstable on Sunday. The 62-year-old was reportedly there to visit an old friend.
Kent Online Sports.
Football, and Maidstone's Alessia Russo's in the England squad for their Nations League game in Spain tonight. It follows Friday night's 6-0 win over Portugal at Wembley. The Lionesses are currently second in their group behind tonight's opposition. Same with football, and bosses at Gillingham say they're hoping to have an update soon on three players who were offered new contracts at the end of last season. Ewan Williams, Connor Masterson and Max Clark have been given the chance to sign fresh terms at Priestfield. Manager Gareth Ainsworth has previously said they won't hang around if the offers aren't good enough and will explore other options. And several Kent schools are taking part in a cricket tournament today in memory of a teenager who died from bone cancer. 15-year-old Miles Stockwell had an aggressive form of the disease and passed away in 2022. The fundraising event's been organised by Simon Langton Grammar and will take place in Canterbury. Well, that's all from us for today. Thanks ever so much for listening. Don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok and Blue Sky. You can also get details on the top stories direct to your email each morning via the briefing. To sign up to that, just head to Kent Online, which is where you can also sign up to Kent Online Premium. Now, that gives you access to content with fewer ads and exclusive stories as well. If you use the promo code Nicola Everett, all one word at the checkout, you'll get £30 off the price of an annual subscription.
News you can trust.
This is the Kent Online Podcast.